Greetings, Student Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I am so grateful to have you. I'm really excited to welcome my next guest to the program. She is running for state representative in House District 19 here in Texas. And we're going to talk about her faith. We're going to talk about how critically important that is. And she has been a longtime advocate for religious freedom and for issues of faith that are so critically important and near and dear to my heart. But I want to begin by talking about a crisis that's happening at the Texas border. And there's an article in the Epoch Times this morning from a news conference that was put together by our mutual friend, Representative Chip Roy, that is my congressman representing my district. Cartels have operational control of the U.S. border and are terrorizing the U.S. And Nubia, along with other Freedom Caucus members, if you will, of the Texas legislature, and I'm hoping that she becomes one of those individuals. I know that you are. This is the seat that Kyle Biederman was in. Is that right, Nubia?
Greg, good morning, Pastor Greg. Thank you so much for inviting me this morning.
Absolutely. Yes. My pleasure. Yes, my pleasure.
And I am so honored to have Kyle Biederman's endorsement. I've worked in the legislature also with Briscoe Cain, who are the two most conservative legislatures in the House, and it's been a great honor. And of course, I want to continue with that kind of legislation. I know we have a lot of, lobbyist pressures in order to appeal to all of our Republican legislation, which is another issue that we need to talk about.
Sure.
But I would certainly intend to stand on conservative values and the principles that have made this country and our state so great.
Well, it is an issue when we talk about the border. I've had Mark Morgan, former Customs and Border Protection chief, and Tom Homan has been on the program as well. Mark Meadows and I have talked about this on the program. Look, the border is not just a Texas issue; it's a national issue. But the fact of the matter is that the border of Texas is where a large percentage of the invasion is happening. and we could stop it as a state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that has been one of the greatest disappointments we have had to deal with currently, because we know it is our duty. Just like it's our duty to protect our homes and our families, it is our duty to protect the border in Texas. And it is really outrageous. Most people by now realize that the federal government has left, abandoned the building materials on the border. And the fact that we have not affected, seized those materials and finished that wall and used money from the rainy fund if necessary. What a more urgent need that to protect our border and protect our people in Texas. So I like so many others, it is actually my top, you know, legislative priority precisely because it is what, as I visit with people and as I knock on doors, it always is the number one priority.
Well, I think because it's the one that most concerns people, you know, people from our background, people of faith, we have two concerns. One, a sovereign nation is critically important to protecting not only the citizens within that nation, but giving people who are true refugees, who are really looking for a place to escape to. And you know a little bit about that because of your background, having escaped from Venezuela, where you fled communism. Talk to me a little bit about that, because you speak not from a position as somebody who's never addressed this issue, but as someone who has actually lived it.
Well, one, I have actually been on the border with Representative Biderman, so I not only have I understand it, but I have actually been there. And yes, I grew up in Venezuela, and I want to pass through. I think most people, I was very young, so as I look back, I didn't really realize what was coming. Venezuela was a land of opportunity for people from all over the world. We have German colonies, we have Italian colonies, we have Indian colonies. I mean, really, it was very easy to migrate to Venezuela, establish businesses, work very hard, and become very successful. If you remember, I mean, our Bolivar, which is our money, used to be higher than the dollar. I mean, Venezuelans nearly own Miami because property, you know, can buy properties and, right, and literally shop there. So, you know, I didn't see it coming initially, but I did have the opportunity to also to be in Cuba, to live in Cuba for 6 months. So, as I'm going through a spiritual awakening, I recognize, I didn't see what was coming in Venezuela, but I saw Cuba. I saw what it looked like to actually live in communism, the oppression, the poverty, the dilapidated homes, and the people completely losing freedom. Pastor, children there don't even know who Jesus Christ is, because they've been indoctrinated to believe that their God, I mean, government is their God, and the children are owned by the government.
Right.
So it is a scary, and it scared me to death when I saw that, and then coming to America, experiencing the freedom. And then we get this crazy man in Venezuela, Chavez, who says, I want to turn Venezuela into the second Cuba. I'm even now, I'm still in shock to think that it actually happened and it became a reality. And I tell you what, they, the communists, which now, of course, call themselves socialists because it's much more palatable, they chip away at the foundation. They started to turn people against one another, social class, one against the other. They started to breed this discontent and then repeated and repeated and repeated the lie until people believed. And well, it became a reality.
And one of the things that's a part of your platform is, you know, defending the parental right to be able to question what's happening to their children in schools and to stop the hate, to stop teaching our children to hate one another through this critical race theory. Talk to me about that, please.
Well, it's total insanity, but it is part of it. Think about it. We're teaching them to hate America and teaching them to hate everything is white, but we're not teaching them about communism. We're not teaching them about life and how precious and wonderfully made each other. So, you know, we have lost that perspective. America has been founded on a biblical foundation.
Yes.
On a Christian foundation, and it is about life, and it is about freedom, and it is about what are the most important things in life, and it is why America has been so successful. But if we take that out of the picture, we have when we took him out of the schools, and if we then we say that life is no longer important and that the baby can be dismembered out of their mother's womb, and now we are okay with, you know, going to the other extreme of ending, you know, the life of the elderly, there's game for, you know, everything goes.
So, well, and again, you know, when you talk about this Nubia, folks, what you need to know about Nubia is that, you know, when she talks about the importance of life from conception, she also has the experience of having had a baby that didn't make it. And that's Elizabeth Faith Divine. And so once again, Nubia, you come at this with an empathy, with a passion, with a compassion, but as somebody who has walked it out, and faith has been the guiding factor that helped you to walk through this storm in your life. Talk to us about that for just a moment, if you would, please.
Yes, it was a storm. That was the way to describe that. Sure. As I expected, baby number 7, we were so excited. My husband said, wow, I feel like Abraham, having a child my age. Little did he knew that eventually he would have to put me and lay me in the altar and also this baby, because what we were told is that not only the baby will not make it, but if I continue with that pregnancy, I would die. So it was the most challenging. We didn't expect to be told, you know, what if you continue to marry your husband with 6 children, and for him to lose his wife and be left with 6 children. So it was extremely difficult and painful. We were shaken to the core, but we chose to say, God, we will trust you. You have given us this baby. She is a gift, and she'll be with us as long as you decide, and we will trust you. And it was I never cried so hard. I never asked for someone's life so hard. But we learned to live in hope and faith and expectation. Our faith grew. Our family grew together. The children asked all those questions. Why, God? Why? Why this baby? Why would you take her? Life, death, all of that was a question. But we answered those, you know, refuging ourselves in God. And we walked through that experience in faith. And we came out of it stronger because Elizabeth was born. She lived for an hour and a half. We love her. We treasure her life. And there's no regret. I learned that a deeper way, the compassion, the understanding of, you know, the desperation that a woman goes through when she's put in that situation. And you need people to love you, to embrace you, to help you walk through something like that.
Sure.
So it just grows a new different of compassion. But also you understand that, that, you know, one life, I mean, from the womb, this little baby just transformed and impacted our lives in ways that it's sometimes been hard to communicate with words. But no regrets, closure in a healthy way, and our faith has even grown more. So
you share that in the video. One of the verses that you share is out of Thessalonians. We are not those who have no hope. There's a security, folks, in knowing that heaven is real. Look, I've been there 3 times. I can tell you, heaven is a real place. God's real. Christ is real. The Holy Spirit is real. It's the real deal, folks. It's the real deal. And it is what gets us through these challenging times. And we're in them right now. We'll be back to talk with Nubia Moore on the other side about faith and about the issues and what she intends to do as a representative should she win House District 19's representative position. Back.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Nubia Divine. You can find her at NubiaDivine.com. That's NubiaDivine.com. Nubia, tell me a little bit about the race that you are engaged in, and what makes your cause and the case for your candidacy the most compelling, and why should folks choose you over any of your opponents in the primary?
Well, Pastor Greg, for once, I'm not the only one who actually lives in this district, actually owns property in the district. So we get people from Austin to come rent a place as of December, and they'll all of a sudden they can represent our values. I don't think that should even be legal, but that's where we are. Secondly, I am actually the only one in this race who has worked in the legislature. I have worked for the two most conservative legislators in the House, Representative Rich Cocaine and Kyle Biederman, who unfortunately Kyle is not running on this race, but who has endorsed me, so I am extremely honored. I have experienced, Pastor Greg, I think so much of who we are and where we stand. It's through life and years of experiences that really consolidate your values, that really, when you go through fiery trials, it really shows who you are. We have raised a family of 7 children. We have 4 grandchildren. My husband and I have been married for 32 years and have been active in our community. I personally have, of course, been very involved in schools. At one point, I always share with people, I have had children in homeschool, private school, public school, and college, all at one point. So you learn about all of that and being in sports and just being in community. But furthermore, I've been involved in ministry, in women's ministry. I have worked in city council, worked for the two representatives, and worked with the Texas Pastors Council currently. I am the area director for the Texas Pastors Council. I am very committed to the cause of Christ and understanding that government is a God idea and the church has a duty before God to influence who their leaders are. It should start with the foundation of what do they believe. If we elect leaders, we should be electing those that fear and revere God, who love God, family, and country. And I'm committed to those values. I've lived those values all of my life. I didn't become pro-life to run for office. I didn't become a conservative to run for office. This is my personal private life, but also our public life. So experience, I think it matters a lot. The other people on the race are young, which is not bad to be young, but they're Austin politicians. And I don't think that's what represents the values of the Hill Country for sure. Or really Texas. We are a red state, thank God, and we got to keep it that way. So I intend to do that. And I believe that as a state house representative, I promise to my constituents that I will defend the values of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
One of the big things here in Texas is the property tax reform, because there are a lot of seniors and folks with disabilities, and but seniors in particular, retired military, that come here because this has always been a place that has been friendly to the military. There are a lot of military here. There are a lot of hospitals and medical treatment opportunities for retired military. So a lot of folks come here and retire. They buy a place, but they have a fixed income. And property taxes keep going up, and we're seeing a lot of seniors and retired people that are in danger of losing their properties. Nubia, what do you propose is done about that?
Well, it's pretty outrageous that you never really own your property, because you can lose it at one point if you don't if you don't pay your taxes. So I would like to one of my legislative priorities and is for tax reform, obviously. I would like to extend residents value under 100,000 seniors or 7 years of age and disabled veterans who have been classified as having disabilities exceeding 50% to have that break, to not have paid taxes. I know there's a concern who is going to pay that, but I think seniors should be protected. I mean, they've been paying all of their life, and I think obviously the military, people who have been injured, we need to chip away. I think this has become such a big bureaucracy, and it has become so powerful that, you know, we're not going to be able to change it in one sweep. So we need to chip away. I think another place where we need to really look at our taxes is the schools. I am all for school choice. I think when we have people in administrative positions making somewhere between $400,000 and $7,000 a year, it's just absolutely outrageous. We are building this incredible kind of basic, buildings that are like universities for high school, which is very nice. But the point is that we're getting what we are investing our money for. We're getting, instead of getting high academics, we're getting indoctrination. We need to incentivize teachers that are there to teach academics, not to indoctrinate. So taxes need to be, we need to bring a break to the seniors, but we also need to look at the school taxes. We have to create a dent there. Because they keep asking for more money, but the fact is that we're not getting what we're investing this money for.
Well, and when you have administrators that are making all the money and the teachers are the ones that are getting the crumbs and they're the ones where they're we really suffering. Need to have the quality positions, it exactly. seems to me like, you know, like it's upside down. It's not as though these administrators are building, you know, a business. I understand the owner of a business has the right, having put in all the blood, sweat, and tears, to receive their reward and manage their business however they want to. However, these administrators aren't running their own businesses. They are public servants, and they are working for the taxpayer, and they're an administrator. They're not even on the front line, where they're having the direct interaction with our children.
And we need to incentivize, really, our teachers. I mean, these teachers that are there by vocation, and to really educate and to really give the best academics to our children, but they are being basically taken out because they're being told what to teach and to teach our children how to think rather than letting them think. And it is indoctrination. So the good teachers are leaving. And we need the teachers. I mean, there are the people that have the next to the parents, the most influence and amount of time with our children. So we protect those good teachers. We protect the children. And we need to really revise where this money is going.
Well, and again, you know, you talk about, well, you know, should the government be so intimately involved in the education system? Is that what our founders intended? And I would say the answer, right. The answer is absolutely no. But at the point at which we are right now, where that is the case, then we need to start, as you suggested, with property taxes. We need to start chipping away at that foundation so that we can take education and give it back to the people so that's happening. And, you know, high property taxes, all of those kinds of expenses also force the working families into the, you know, mom and dad both are out working and they're so exhausted by the time they get home that they're not able to get involved with their kids. And that needs to be changed and looked at as well back after.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at trustednewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. Trustednewspaper.com.